Hosanna in the highest.
Let us pray. Everlasting God, in your endless love for the human race, you sent our Lord Jesus Christ to take on our nature and to suffer death on the cross. In your mercy, enable us to share in his obedience to your will and in the glorious victory of his resurrection, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Please be seated. Welcome on this special Palm Sunday, Sunday of the Passion. We're glad you're here. Glad you're here to celebrate this day with us. Welcome to all our visitors, and please come back and join us again. Please notice in the bulletin we have listed the Holy Week schedule, services on Thursday and on Friday, and of course next Sunday, as well as all sorts of things on Saturday, which I think you'll hear about a little bit more in a few moments. The music dude, I'm sure, would like to remind us about the Choral Scholars Gala. Do you want to say anything?
I think you just did.
Okay. are tickets available, Jim?
Tickets are indeed available.
In the narthex, maybe, after worship?
Yes. Yeah, you can tell I'm thinking about the service and not anything. Yeah.
Also, please note that tonight we have our next Fresh Expression service. They've got a beautiful thing for Holy Week planned for you, so we invite you to come. That's at 5:30. Sarah.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm going to take my announcements from up here. Anyway, yes, we have Fresh Expressions tonight at 5:30, and afterwards, our high schoolers are invited to go to dinner after worship. We also, next Saturday, have Resurrections in the Morning. There's some more information in your Go and Serve, and there's a sign-up sheet in the narthex. If you've never participated in Resurrections, please join us. It's an amazing experience and just a fun way to start your Saturday in service. And then we will also have our Spring Fling and Easter Egg Hunt with Easter Egg Hunts for all ages. Easter Egg Hunts for all ages, and we hope you join us next Saturday from 1 to 3. We'll hopefully be outside. Please bring a picnic lunch, or even if it rains, we'll be inside. Bring your lunch and have it in the fellowship hall, and we will have lots of games and activities, crafts, and Easter Egg Hunts, and loads of awesome prizes for everyone, so we hope you join us. Also, this Sunday is the last Sunday we'll be selling tickets for our St. Croix Mission Trip fundraiser with the baskets in the fellowship hall, former fellowship hall. And so if you want tickets, if you want to win an awesome basket, you should buy as many tickets as you can, because that increases your chances. Yep. We'll have some youth back there after worship that will be pleased and happy to help you buy tickets. And we hope that you support the mission trip. And we also will be drawing for the baskets next Sunday morning at Easter breakfast. And you don't have to be present to win. We have a list of your tickets. That's why you put your name on them. So we have a list. So we'll be able to announce that you've won your basket. And hopefully one of your friends won't take it for you and then never give it to you. We'll make sure you get it. But we hope you join us for breakfast. All right. Are you done? Do you have a question?
So what you need to learn as a staff person is they do have to be present, because we do want them to come to church.
Yeah.
You're right.
Some people travel.
Okay. Last but not least, this is the point in this special service that the mood and the nature changes. This is that odd Sunday we call Palm Sunday / Sunday of the Passion. So up till now we have celebrated the first part of Holy Week. Now the service changes to move to the rest of Holy Week. We focus on Jesus' passion, his suffering, and his death. So just be aware that things change right at this point. And our next thing is I get to invite the children to come forward. Good, I see several. Hey. Hey. Ooh, I keep coming. Okay. Now, what I want to know is, do you like it when people tell you, you did that wrong? No. Do you like it when people tell you, no, you got that answer in school wrong, that's not right? No, no. Or they tell you, you didn't do this right? No. Or, what's wrong with you? No. They ever tell you what's wrong with you?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah, that happens, doesn't it? Yeah. So it's a lot better when people say things like, that was terrific, wasn't it? Yeah. And so I brought some stickers here for you. This one says, superstar. Who would like that one? Okay, you can have it and stick it on. The next, super job. Anybody want a super job? Anybody want, you did it? Okay. You'll take it. Nobody wanted my you did it sticker. Super kid. All right, Lily, there you go. Awesome. If I can get it off. Way to go. Shine on. Hooray. Any of these? Y'all want more? Yeah, what do you want? Way to go. Anybody want way to go? All right. Shine on. Anybody want shine on? All right. Hooray. Or an apple? You want the apple. All right, now I'm back to superstar. Or an A. You want an A? For A plus, you want an A, Lily? All right. Actually, there's 180 stickers in this box. We could be here a while. I think we'll stop now. You feel better when you get a sticker like that, don't you? Or have you ever been at school and the teacher would have a chart and they'd put a star on it when you did something good? Yeah, those, and that always makes you feel good, doesn't it? Well, actually, in our very first lesson, Isaiah talks about that, saying that with God's word, God gives us his word to sustain us, which means to build us up, to lift us up, to make us feel better about ourselves, because God's word is that he loves us. That should make us feel really good, doesn't it? You feel good when somebody tells you they love you, don't they? Don't you? Yeah, sure you do. And so that's what this whole week is about. It's about Jesus telling us that he loves us. And no matter what, we're still a super kid or whatever else all these others say. Jesus loves us. And he comes and dies for us so that we will know that. So that's what I want you to remember this week is, you're going to hear things this week that are sad about Jesus dying and stuff, but he does all that because he loves us and he's building us up and showing us his love and support and strength. Okay? Let's have a blessing. God of grace, thank you for all that you do for us, but especially this week, thank you for loving us. Amen. All right, go in peace and serve the Lord.
The first lesson is a reading from Isaiah. The Lord God has given me the tongue of a teacher, that I may know how to sustain the weary with a word. Morning by morning he wakens my ear to listen as those who are taught. The Lord God has opened my ear, and I was not rebellious. I did not turn backward. I gave my back to those who struck me, and my cheek to those who pulled out the beard. I did not hide my face from insult and spitting. The Lord God helps me. Therefore, I have not been disgraced. Therefore, I have set my face like flint, and I know that I shall not be put to shame. He who vindicates me is near. Who will contend with me? Let us stand all together. Who are my adversaries? Let them confront me. It is the Lord God who helps me, who will declare me guilty. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The second lesson is a reading from Philippians. Let the same mind be in you that was in Christ Jesus, who, though he was in the form of God, did not regard equality with God as something to be exploited, but emptied himself, taking the form of a slave, being born in human likeness. In being found in human form, he humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. Therefore, God also highly exalted him and gave him the name that is above every name, so that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bend in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father, the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the 23rd chapter.
Glory,
you may be seated.
Then the assembly rose as a body and brought Jesus before Pilate. They began to accuse him, saying,
"We found this man perverting our nation, forbidding us to pay taxes to the emperor, and saying that he himself is the Messiah, a king."
When Pilate heard this, he asked whether the man was a Galilean. And when he learned that he was under Herod's jurisdiction, he sent him off to Herod, who was himself in Jerusalem at that time.
When Herod saw Jesus, he was very glad, for he had been waiting to see him for a long time, because he had heard about him, and he was hoping to see him perform some sign. He questioned him at some length, but Jesus gave him no answer.
The chief priests and the scribes stood by, vehemently accusing him. Even Herod, with his soldiers, treated him with contempt and mocked him. Then he put an elegant robe on him and sent him back to Pilate. That same day, Herod and Pilate became friends with each other. Before this, they had been enemies.
Pilate then called together the chief priests, the leaders, and the people. And he said to them,
"You brought me this man as one who was perverting the people, and here I have examined him in your presence, and have not found this man guilty of any of your charges against him. Neither has Herod, for he sent him back to us. Indeed, he has done nothing to deserve death. I will therefore have him flogged and release him."
Then they all shouted out together, "This was a man who had been put in prison for an insurrection that had taken place in the city and for murder."
Pilate, wanting to release Jesus, addressed them again, but they kept shouting,
"Crucify! Crucify him!"
A third time he said to them,
"Why? What evil has he done? I have found in him no ground for the sentence of death. I will therefore have him flogged and then release him."
But they kept urgently demanding with loud shouts that he should be crucified, and their voices prevailed.
So Pilate gave his verdict that they demand should be granted. He released the man they asked for, the one who had been put in prison for insurrection and murder, and he handed Jesus over as they wished.
As they led him away, they seized a man, Simon of Cyrene, who was coming from the country, and they laid the cross on him and made him carry it behind Jesus. A great number of the people followed him, and among them were women who were beating their breasts and wailing for him. But Jesus turned to them and said,
"Not weep for me, but weep for yourselves and for your children. For the days are surely coming when they will say, 'Blessed are the barren, and the wombs that never bore, and the breasts that never nursed.' Then they will begin to say to the mountains, 'Fall on us,' and to the hills, 'Cover us.' For if they do this when the wood is green, what will happen when it is dry?"
Two others also, who were criminals, were led away to be put to death with him. When they came to the place that is called the Skull, they crucified Jesus there with the criminals, one on his right and one on his left. Then Jesus said,
"Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing."
And they cast lots to divide his clothing, and the people stood by watching. But the leader scoffed at him, saying,
"He saved others. Let him save himself. He is the Messiah of God, his chosen one."
The soldiers also mocked him, coming up and offering him sour wine and saying,
"If you are a king of the Jews, save yourself."
There was also an inscription over him, "This is the King of the Jews."
One of the criminals who were hanged there kept deriding him and saying,
"Are you not the Messiah? Save yourself and us."
But the other rebuked him, saying,
Then he said,
Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom.
Jesus replied,
truly I tell you, today you will be with me in paradise.
It is now about noon, and darkness came over the whole land until 3 p.m, while the sun's light faded. And the curtain of the temple was torn in two. Then Jesus, crying with a loud voice, said,
into your hands I commend my spirit.
Having said this, he breathed his last. When the centurion saw what had taken place, he praised God and said, certainly, this man was innocent. And when all the crowds who had gathered there for this spectacle saw what had taken place, they returned home beating their breast. But all his acquaintances, including the women who had followed him from Galilee, stood at a distance watching these things.
The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Thank you.
Gathered as God's people, we confess our faith. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father, through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary, and became truly human. For our sake, he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day, he rose again, in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son he worshiped and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy Catholic and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. With the whole people of God in Christ Jesus, let us pray for the church, those in need, and all of God's creation. O God, our Father, on this day we move from rejoicing to horror. We move from celebrating and joy to the awful realization that Jesus dies for our sins. And more, we move to wonder at the love you have for us. Create in us clean hearts, O God, and renew a right spirit within us. You have made us. Keep us in your heart forever. Lord, in your mercy.
Amen.
O Jesus, our Savior, today we see anew the depth of your love for us. In your suffering and death, you showed us the very heart of God. Give our hearts a stronger faith and trust in you. Help us to commit our lives to you and your service, just as you committed yourself forever to us. Lord, in your mercy.
Amen.
O God, Spirit, our Comforter, in time of need and help in all of life, you are God with us, helping and guiding us through times of difficulty and hurt. You bring us to offer our best and call us to worship and to be part of your family here. You support us, you nurture us, and you strengthen us. O Holy Spirit, we need you in all of life. Be with us now and every day. Lord, in your mercy.
Amen.
Finally, O God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, we look beyond ourselves and bring to you the concerns and care of all the world. Bring your help to the sick, the sorrowed, and all who so easily escape our notice. Give us the comfort of your presence, and bless especially, O Lord, all those whom we remember before you.
Thank you.
Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
Into your hands, gracious God, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy through Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen. The peace of Christ be with you always. Let us share God's peace with one another.
You have not fed us with bread alone, but with words of grace and life. Bless us and these your gifts, which we receive from your bounty. Through Jesus Christ our Lord.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, through our Savior Jesus Christ, whose suffering and death gave salvation to all. You gather your people around the tree of the cross, transforming death into life. And so with all the choirs of angels, with the church on earth and the hosts of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. Holy, holy.
In which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread, gave thanks, broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." And again, after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses,
as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation,
but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, power and glory, forever and ever.
Amen.
Thank you. The body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you in his grace.
Amen. Let us pray. O God, we thank you for gathering us and feeding us as a mother hen embraces her young. Release us now to go on our way in these 40 days, ready to see our work as prayer, ready to fast from complacency, and ready to share with those in need. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord's face shine on you with grace and mercy. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Amen.
Amen. go in the room of tables.
Okay. All you have to do is reach behind and roll.
It rolls you, sir. All right.
Yeah. Thank you, Jim.
Thank you, Paul.
Appreciate it, buddy. And see you tonight.
Yep.
What about bringing them back up? Tuesday?
If you can.
Okay.
I can use. I can.
Wednesday, man. Tuesday, man.
It doesn't matter.
Okay.
Now, I say that. I won't be here probably Monday afternoon or Tuesday afternoon.
Okay.
I'll be here both mornings. It's getting a little extra. They're not happy. So I'm taking a little bit of extra time getting in between because I know. That is exactly what I'm going to do, Paul.
Well, sure, why not?
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, okay. Have a good afternoon and evening.
Thank you.
Good. Enjoy the.
I will.
Enjoy the jazz you have to play.
I do.
Thank you.
Thank you.